This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
According to Pfizer's very limited human trials, 87% of pregnant mothers lost their babies after receiving the shot. And for those who survived the deadly shot and are able to reproduce, their offspring's DNA is now forever mutated. There is now irrefutable proof that the mRNA vaccines are a deadly toxin. Aside from the relentless, debilitating spike protein that's keeping everyone who has been jabbed sick, the vaccines contain metals. Metals that have been observed to self-assemble outside of the body. And most disturbingly, metals that assemble inside of the body. Studies show that these metals are found in the blood of 94% of those who have received a COVID vaccine. And these mysterious conglomerates of metal make their final appearance in the dead. All over the world, coroners are now finding that the arteries of the vaccinated have been clogged with mysterious growths, non-organic masses made up of conductive metals such as aluminum, sodium, and tin. This is what's most likely causing all the organ failure and heart attacks. Heart attacks in our children.
2 days ago, I flew out my first 10-year-old with a heart attack, and I had to fight the doctor in the ER because he's like, 10-year-olds don't have heart attacks. And I argued back and forth for 30 minutes to force his hand to get an EKG to find out that he had almost a complete STEMI, which is ST elevated myocardial infarction, for which you could see it lit up on the 12-lead EKG. And he's like, well, that's not possible. And I'm like, well, he was just vaccinated yesterday. It is very much possible. At any given time, people are getting a hold of me and the nurse advocates at American Frontline Nurses to help advocate, because as you've seen, there is victim shaming that it's anxiety, it's this. But in actuality, if they put down that it was a vaccine injury, the physician, the corporation, the hospital, the clinic, they actually won't get reimbursed, so it gets labeled as anxiety.
According to the whistleblowers, the doctors are lying about the vaccine deaths to make a few thousand bucks. Is that why Trump has been pushing the deadly shots, killing our own children for a measly $1 million? Now that the truth about the deadly COVID vaccines is finally starting to break free, the mainstream media is shifting their narrative and blaming it all on President Trump. And they've already laid the groundwork back in 2016. When the herd was told to believe that Trump is literally Hitler.
We should look at Adolf Hitler in 1929. He was a kind of a funny kind of character that said the things that people were thinking. Where Donald Trump takes it, I have absolutely no idea. But Donald Trump is a dangerous man with the things that he has been saying.
You might argue that Trump is innocent, but he doesn't. He brags of all the lives he has saved. And the herd will believe what they are told to believe.
It shows you how unpainful that vaccine shot is. So everybody go get your shot.
It works incredibly well. 95%, maybe even more than that. It works incredibly well. It's a great vaccine. It's a safe vaccine. And it's something that works.
I recommend you take it, but I also believe in your freedoms 100%.
When you have the vaccine, people that do, and it's a very small number relatively, but people that do get it get better much quicker. And it's a very important thing to know. They don't get nearly as sick, and they get better. Lindsey Graham's an example. He said, if I didn't have this vaccine,
yes,
I would have died.
And you know what? I believe totally in your freedoms. I do. You got to do what you have to do. But I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But you got, no, that's okay. That's all right. You got your freedoms. But I happen to take the vaccine.
The vaccines do work, and they are effective. I saved millions and millions of lives throughout the world. We could have had another Spanish flu. We could have had, in 1917, close to 100 million people died, they say. But it was really bad. And now other countries. countries are using our vaccines and, you know, tremendous. They're tremendously successful.
You're playing right into their hands when you sort of like, oh, the vaccine. If you don't want to take it, you shouldn't be forced to take it. No mandates. But take credit because we saved tens of millions of lives. Take credit. Don't let them take that away from you.
Okay, so the president made news.
Do you agree with that? Right?
Both the president and I are vaxxed, and did you get the booster?
Yes.
Everybody knows that high-quality fish oil does fantastic things for your cardiovascular system, for your brain, for every part of your body. But what I don't see being promoted is the fact that it has natural psychotropic effects. It certainly does for me. When I take a couple of these capsules an hour before bed, my sleep, my dreams are amazing. Now, there are actually some studies out there linking it to amazing events in the brain. But I want you to experience it yourself. We know it's good for your heart. We know it's good for your brain. We know it's good for your arteries and veins and your lungs and every other function of your body. But I want you to experience this high-grade fish oil, this ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com, and see what it does if you take it before bedtime. Ultimate fish oil, 50% off, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. You're really going to miss out if you don't get it.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
So now the Democrats are leaving the sinking ship. The deep state is saying, okay, the vaccine doesn't work, it's all Trump's fault. So they're the ones that tried to make it mandatory, and they're still trying to make it mandatory if you're like Djokovic to come play tennis here. They're the bad guys compared to what Trump did getting manipulated into this, but he won't admit he's wrong because he made himself the father of this poison. I want to go to your phone calls. We've loaded the phone lines up. I want to talk about the Great Reset, the global collapse we talked about last hour, that even Steve Bannon is saying is irreversible, that Macron says is irreversible, but they're the ones that implemented it, the people that control Macron. I want to talk about how they're saying they're going to arrest Trump all over the news and that Republicans are going to engage in a violent uprising and that Trump's calling for an uprising. But you read the articles, Trump hasn't called for an uprising. Clearly, they're planting false flags ahead of the election. What's your take on that? Or do you disagree with me or agree? Or what would you like to add? We're talking about all these big issues here today with Joseph, Kyle, Carlos, Al, Aaron, Jonathan, Rog, Vincent, Jay, and many others. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. On this live, unfiltered, uncensored, tip of the spear broadcast. But let's look at just some of the headlines dealing with the poison shots right now. UK government confirms nine, let's say this very slowly. UK government confirms 9 in every 10. I'm going to say it very slowly. UK government confirms 9 in every 10 COVID deaths over the last year have been among the fully triple vaxxed. Same numbers here in the U.S., same numbers in Europe, same numbers in Australia, same numbers in Canada, same numbers in New Zealand, same numbers in Israel, same numbers in every other place like Costa Rica and the rest of it that have taken the Moderna and Pfizer shots. You get the same effect. Unbelievable. And that's published again in The Lancet and many other prestigious publications. 94%, not just 9 out of 10, 9.4%, 94% baby. And I mean, I think about this morning, noon, and night. I think about this. I woke up at like 3 a.m. this morning, and I got up, went to the bathroom, got a glass of water. I'm sitting there on the side of the bed in the dark. And I'm thinking, like, how am I supposed to respond to this? Just come on air and report on it like it's no big deal? Oh, you're paying nine times their energy bills in Germany. Oh, we're set to pay double here. We're already paying 49% more. Oh, I mean, we're being totally and completely screwed. And they're like, yeah, you're way more likely to die if you take the shot. And then just this weekend, I went to several corporate meetings. Then I went to several parties. And then I talked today to an employee, I won't say their name, but the second of just about 3 weeks, who had a young family member, and by young, one was 35, one was 51. That's young. No pre-existing health problems. That's just here at the office. In every case, they took the Moderna shot, which is the equivalent of four Pfizer shots. It's the exact same mRNA, same formula. Moderna's suing Pfizer for ripping off their formula. That happened last week. Another should have dropped. But it's Moderna is the killer, baby. I mean, it's like getting shot with a 50 caliber versus a 22. Or maybe a 50 caliber versus a 9 millimeter. 22 is so much smaller than a 50 cal BMG. It's about a 9 millimeter versus a 50 cal. Would you rather get shot with a 50 caliber Barrett rifle, or would you rather get shot with a 22? I don't want to get shot with either one, but I'll take the 9 mil. And in every case, let me tell you what the employee told me, and I'm not going to say their name. They made me promise I would even say what department they're in, but their stepmother, who they like, who they've known for 20 years, their dad remarried, but she's closer, was closer to her stepmother. I'm already giving one. Well, there's a lot of women work here, so it's okay. But the point is, a woman, stepmother, took the second Moderna shot in late spring, took the first one in early spring, had great health, jogged, lifted weights, wasn't overweight, 51 years old, she got really sick and felt terrible after the first shot because they were just at the funeral last week. By the way, this person died in Austin but is being buried in another state. So the person has to take off this week to go for the burial. That's what they were telling me about. Now, this is just one story. Okay, I got a bunch of these at meetings this weekend with people who, by the way, don't even listen to me or believe what I'm talking about. But I'll get to that in a minute and go to your calls. But it's these anecdotal stories that really people understand, and really, it comes home. It's like Stalin said, one man dies, it's a tragedy, 10,000 dies, it's a statistic. So she takes the shot, the first one, and gets really sick and has COVID-like symptoms for a few weeks, but so waits an extra month. So 2 months later, gets the second shot. Within a week, her kidneys fail. She goes on dialysis. Then she has a stroke a month later. Then has myocarditis. Is in the hospital for a month. Gets out and goes to rehab, trying to learn how to walk again because they've gotten neurological stuff from the stroke. And then died last week in her sleep. The other crew members... Dad died 3 weeks ago. He was 60-something years old in good health. And guess what he died of? Myocarditis. And you're like, well, those are older people. No, ladies and gentlemen, I was in meetings this weekend, and I'll just leave it at that, with corporate people that don't listen to the show. They're like, I think you're right. Everybody I know is dying from these shots or having heart attacks or this or that. I mean, you don't need me to tell you this. You already see it. You already hear it. We have the damn numbers. They have a record 40%+ increase in death, 18 to 63, working age, in Australia, in New Zealand, in the UK, in Europe, in the US, in Canada, in all these other places where they took the shots. They admit it. And I was talking to this crew member. I said, What did the family say? They said they're pissed. They said, because, you know, they had like a family wake a couple days after she died. They all got together. And everybody was talking. Why didn't people tell us? And everybody was telling stories about how this person got sick or that died. And they're all at this family post, you know, death pre-wake thing. And they're all saying, why didn't we get told this? Why didn't we know? Her job told her she needed the shot. She's dead now. And what's the takeaway of this? They're just normalizing this, where there's this background, this ambient background of mass death, and they're telling us they're depopulating us, and they think it's funny. And now they want us to be able to take these shots to have a job in the future. They're literally murdering us, and they think it's funny. And so people ask me, you know, how do you take all the attacks? How do you, I mean, none of my family took this stuff. None of them are dying. I mean, how am I taking it? Freaked out. I'm not worried about the attacks on me. I know they're trying to shut us up because they want to do this to all of us. You know they fully take over. They're going to come and forcibly inject my ass and kill me. I mean, these people aren't playing games, folks. These people would make Hitler blush. We'll be right back.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio stations, but I'm going to describe this for radio listeners, but I'm going to lay it out for TV viewers. The numbers out of Israel mirror per capita the numbers in the rest of the industrialized world that took the Pfizer, Moderna, and J&J shots that all did the same thing. Great spike proteins in the body. Look at these years. Total number of deaths, ladies and gentlemen, year to year, and as you can see, this year is already topping previous years, full years, and is already set to top how many people died this year compared to the year before. Massive numbers of deaths. Total deaths. These numbers are a month old. 31,631. And you look at all the other total numbers, it's already ahead of that, and you see it outpacing. They know exactly what they're doing. UK government confirms 9 in every 10 COVID deaths over the last year have been among the fully triple vaccinated. You hear that? 9 out of 10 dying took the shot. Yeah, safe and effective. Autopsy data confirms deadly heart inflammation from COVID vaccines, but not from COVID infection. Big article up on InfoWars.com. Here's one of the New York Post. Latest COVID booster shots will be released before human testing. 40% of D.C.'s black teens will soon be barred from school because they're not vaccinated with an experimental shot. That's the left. Oh, they love black people so much. At the U.S. Open, where Djokovic is banned, where he's not allowed to play because he had taken the poison shot, notice who the main sponsor is, Moderna. Meanwhile, the rats are leaving the sinking ship. We have the puppet governor of New York, the appointed governor, New York Governor Kathy Hochul. When the decisions were made to have all the kids go home and learn remotely, wow, wow, what a mistake that was, even though she supported keeping it going indefinitely. She also backed off on school closures. Quote, what mistake that was. Women couldn't go to their jobs. They lost their jobs or they'd be back at their jobs. Then one child is a class test positive. The whole class goes home for a week and a half. It was chaos. Seems to have not ended. So now the very people that engineered all this are saying they're against it. I want to go to your phone calls, and I will go to your phone calls. But I'm going to play a few Joe Rogan clips here. He had Aaron Rodgers, the champion quarterback, on. He talked about how they sent stooges in with slideshows to try to make them take the poison shots. Where 9 out of 10 that take it are the ones that are dying now. And then Joe talks about voting Republican because the Democrats handled the whole COVID thing so badly. Absolutely. They're the ones that were the authoritarians. They're the ones who tried to make it mandatory. But Trump won't decouple. Instead, he's destroying himself. Here are the clips back to back.
They didn't give a you want to play football? Take this fucking thing. And I want you to do it publicly so that I can get more money out of those other people that are thinking about it and they're on the fence. Yeah, and then we're going to virtue signal to say, look how righteous our league is. We have 95% compliance.
Yes.
With the vaccine.
Compliance.
And if you don't, we're going to send a stooge to your team to show you graphs of your vaccination percentage of your team compared to the rest of the league, which actually happened.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the stooge like?
Oh, I mopped the floor with them.
Did you?
Yeah. See, again, that's why people are like, no one knew your vaccination status. You lied to your teammates. No, no, no. Day three of training camp, they sent this stooge in, and he showed these slides about what your vaccination percentage was in your team, where you compare to the rest of the league. And I started asking him questions about liability. Well, I'm not a lawyer. Okay, cool. But you're in here talking about all these different things, and you don't talk about anybody's personal health issues. There's zero exemptions. You took out religious exemptions. You took out PEG exemptions. You took out anybody's ability to have an opinion. No, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Well, it's not only going to affect your day-to-day status on the team, but your ability to get a job, your ability to keep a job, your ability to get a tryout if you get cut from this team. Because you want to put a percentage above 90% of your team where you guys can have some sort of, like, special virtue. Like, look how amazing we are. We're above the 90% threshold here.
And then they
scared teams and said, if you had an outbreak caused by a non-vaccinated player, you'd not only forfeit that game if you had enough players out, but you wouldn't get paid for that week. And here I am showing up to training camp, Joe, the first day, and we got five people who work for the organization out with COVID, all fully vaxxed. And I got COVID from a fully vaxxed individual who only got vaxxed to keep his potential of being a part of the NFL.
No one who was alive today had ever experienced a true pandemic. And I'm hoping that now that this is over, people are going to, you know, recognize that some serious errors were made and not repeat those. That's the best you can get out of it.
So what do you tell those people?
Vote Republican. That's what a lot of them are going to do anyway.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, more than 1 million people transferred over to the Republican Party, I think, in 2021 alone. Find out what that number is. But, you know, you look at guys like Ron DeSantis, who kept Florida open and had some pretty reasonable policies in terms of, like, what to do about COVID. And, you know, he mapped it out on television. He was, you know, widely criticized for this, where he was saying, like, we need to protect our elders. We need to, you know, make sure that medical care is available for those people. And everyone else, you should be able to do whatever you want to do and protect your freedom.
Joe did a good job exposing the fact that the vax doesn't work, but, you know, he's wrong there, saying the best we can hope for is just not let him do it again. They're planning to do it again. We need to bring Fauci and Daszak and Bill Gates and Big Pharma like Pfizer and Moderna to justice. They need to go to prison. They did it premeditatedly. They cooked up the virus. They released it. They gave us a deadly shot that the CDC knew in October of 2020 would erase your immune system and give you heart swelling and heart attacks and attack your fertility. It was a premeditated plan. It wasn't an accident. It was run worldwide, coordinated with big tech and governments, censoring anybody, medical experts, you name it, that tried to expose what was happening. It was an organized biological, chemical attack, and just 2 years into it, the death toll's off the charts, and it's only going to get worse. That's the reality. But at least Joe has come out against it in the last couple years. But we need to go further, and we need to bring the criminals that did this to justice. We're coming back with your phone calls. And so much more today. And a medical doctor who's been the tip of the spear exposing this in the third hour. But start your engines, callers, because when we come back, I'm taking 10 calls a segment. So get ready to make your point. We're going to move to the next person. We love you, and we appreciate you. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. That's the coordinate for resistance. That's the tip of the spear. That's what's ahead of the curve. That's the weapon the enemy fears. So share that URL in your text message, your email, word of mouth, spray paint on the back of a barn, put a bumper sticker on, infowars.com and band.video. Band.video. Have you shared it today? You are the tip of the spear. You are the resistance. Take action.
Ultimate Fish Oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. What does Ultimate mean?
That's just our name for the best, the highest grade. What this concentrated anchovy oil, pure Arctic krill oil, and high-quality wild-caught salmon oil does for your brain, your heart, your cardiovascular system, and for your entire body's functions is insane. Regular low-grade fish oil, in all the studies, does outstanding things. This is the highest grade, and it's not been pasteurized, it's not been boiled, so it has its original effects intact. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil finally back in stock for 50% off. For our regular fans, our big supporters, you're going to love it. You already know how great it is. But for folks who have been on the fence, experience Ultimate Fish Oil for yourself. Try taking some before bedtime and see what happens with your dreams.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, the U.S. resistance against the global corporate combine, empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big Tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome, subversion, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States, with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me, as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a murderer of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We have the answers. We know how to beat the enemy. We can do it together. Let's go to New York. Let's talk to Jay. Jay, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Mr. Jones.
Yes, sir.
Always a pleasure.
Welcome.
Thank you. I listen to your show very regular. I missed you yesterday. That girl was nice. All your hosts are very good and all your channels, and I don't miss any of them. And I've gained a little knowledge along the way, and I move hazardous waste for a living, and I've been saving my pennies and my dollars, and I'm not going to be afraid anymore of these people that are trying to make my life terrible. And I recognize that money, the inflation and everything is horrible, but despite that, I took some money from the 401k, which I anticipate they're going to bring down to whatever they're going to bring it down to, and I bought myself a brand new truck, and goods and services are always, I think, going to be needed. So I'm just not going to be afraid of these people. And I got all kinds of supplies from from my Patriot Supply and all of your supplements, and I'm waiting for the Turbo Force to get in. I'm hoping it's soon. And I'm just not going to be afraid of these people, because I was told by an employer at one time, when the rest of the world has pneumonia, America will never have more than a cough, in the respect that was during Reagan's years, like, because it was really concerning to me.
That's right. Our infrastructure is so huge they're trying to collapse us first, but it's still very serious. But I agree, you shouldn't be afraid. You should take action, be as successful as you can, and then help others.
Yes, sir. Exactly. And that's what I'm trying to do.
God bless you, Jay. We appreciate your support. God bless you. All right, we're moving quick. Let's go ahead and talk to Kyle in New Jersey. Kyle, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. A pleasure to be on with you.
Thank you.
I just want to preface by saying I actually am an ex-Pfizer employee. I just recently quit in April due to discrimination. And I'm pursuing better things in my life, but I want to go back to as far as 2025, 2028 document, which was done by Bill Gates, of course, in 2017. And in that document, of course, they bring this President Archer, who is probably synonymous for President Trump, and it says, President Archer's detractors in the Republican Party seized the opportunity to publicly disparage the president and his administration's response to the pandemic, i.e. Trump's. and they urge voters to elect a stronger leader with better interests for the American people. And then a little further down, it says, and as investigations grew in intensity, several high-ranking officials at the CDC and FDA were forced to step down or withdrew from the government in order to spend more time with their families. While we see Fauci leaving, Bill Gates left the sinking ship a long time ago. The FDA has been pretty well gutted. And this whole thing with President Trump, I'll just give it to you short. I think he's bad baggage. I mean, President Trump's ego is never going to change. He wants to appease everybody. He's not the same guy we voted for. And I think you, as being such a strong leader for the populist movement, has to get behind somebody else. I think we'll see how it goes, and this is the midterms, but we got to get behind somebody, and personally.
No, I agree. I mean, we've got to give Trump a chance, but that chance is rapidly going away. And I did get an answer from Trump on Friday, and I taped Del Bigtree's show Saturday that's going to air later this week, and I broke the news there. It's pretty big news, and I'm not really ready to break it at this point because I need to actually shoot a special report on it so it gets millions of views and actually has an effect. There's millions tuning in now, but if I just pepper it into the regular show, no one seems to care, even though I lay such a huge bomb on us. But I talked to multiple people, and I got a response back from Trump and on the ultimatum. And so we got a response back. And can you imagine what the response was?
Do you think he's going to come out against these things publicly and begin to fight like you are? Are you hopeful of that?
Let me do this. At the end of the third hour, and guys, mark it in there because, you know, I get distracted. I'd even forgotten about this, and I was meaning to talk about it at the start of the show, and I just didn't do it. And I need to, I mean, it's a big deal, and I need to really think about what I'm going to say here because I want to be as accurate as possible. Trump responded, and I'll leave it at that. And I'll, last segment of the third hour, when Dr. Merritt's on with us, I will tell you what Trump had to say, okay?
All right.
God bless you. Appreciate your call. Carlos in Houston, Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Always a pleasure. I'm out here enjoying myself a nice vitamin mineral fusion whenever I'm feeling a little bit cloudy in the mind and whenever I'm thinking and whenever I'm listening. Thank you for your products and for all your work you've been doing, Alex. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you for keeping us on air, brother. It's we the people against the globalists. So it's all your support that's doing it. Don't thank me.
No, now I'm looking forward to get your book, Alex. But one thing that woke me up about the Great Reset and all this stuff was that report you did in 2012. Whenever you went over the lockstep document, now I go back to that document all the time whenever I reference to people. But are you familiar with a show that came out on Sci-Fi called First Wave? You are Cade Foster in First Wave. You've been attacked. You've been ridiculed, but now you have been proven. Everything that you've said has come to pass, and then there's still some more left to come to pass.
No, I don't watch a lot of TV. I just work all the time or spend time with my family, so I've not heard of First Wave. What happens on the show?
Well, the show, it has multiple episodes where they talk about gene therapy manipulation. You talk about animal-human hybrids, and the main thing is that the antagonist of the show is called the Gua, and they are these entities that transcend through the cosmos in spirit form.
Hold on, stand there.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes
And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I've traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through. without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this.
I did it my way.
I did it my
old blue eyes
way.
All right, I'm going to go back to your calls. And we have some huge breaking news that's so big. I mean, the ramifications of this are so giant. Most talk show hosts who understood the ramifications, most don't, would actually just stop the show right here and cancel taking calls or guests and cover this. But who's doing the fourth hour? Gerald Celente? Gerald's great. I'm going to take 15 minutes of Gerald's time to cover this right here. And this ties into what Trump relayed to me on Friday. I have mixed feelings about being upset with Trump because the enemy hates him. He did so much good. He's had a lot of good people elected. He's a good person. I know he is. Intellectually and spiritually, gut level, I know. But he's pigheaded, and he's going along with this poison shot as it derails and comes out, which is in the SPARS 2025-2028 document that a caller earlier mentioned. He's been set up. But then he does something like this, and it makes me love him more. Trump's come out and called for a new election with the FBI admitting that Zuckerberg told the truth on Joe Rogan last week, right down the street from our offices, that they went and ordered them to cover that up for the election. The FBI responded today and said, yeah, we did. That's no big deal. We do that all the time. So they election meddled with Joe Biden being a Chinese agent and pedophilia and crack pipes and all the rest of the money payments from Ukraine and the rest of it. And Zuckerberg covers his ass because he knows it's coming out and says the FBI told him not to allow it on Facebook. And then they run headlines everywhere that Trump's calling for insurrection and violence when he's not. You can see what they're getting ready to do. False flags. So it's fashionable to bash Trump, and I'm pissed at him. But at the end of the day, look at this. So now it comes out. This is Trump today on Truth Social. So now it comes out conclusively that the FBI buried the Hunter Biden laptop story before the election, knowing that if they didn't, Trump would have easily won the 2020 presidential election. This is massive fraud and election interference at a level never seen before in our country. Remedy. Declare the rightful winner or, and this would be the minimal solution, declare the 2020 election irrevocably compromised and have a new election immediately. Yeah, the answer is a new election, and I agree with Trump. And if they rehold it, I'll vote for him because he's light years better. It's not a lesser of two evils. It's that they stole it from him, and we need to rehab the election. And they're trying to say it's terrorist to call for a new election. So this is just bombshell. I mean, Trump's got huevos the size of bowling balls. And that's why I'm so pissed at him, that he won't attack the people that set him and set us up, and they're bragging how they did it and how they lied to him and told him it would work, and it didn't. And they told him Remdesivir would work, not his advisors, outside groups. He was actually, the bad guys told him to take Remdesivir. He came out and said Remdesivir was bad. He promoted the monoclonals that worked and the other treatments and the ivermectin and got demonized for it. It's just insane. It makes my head spin. I mean, we are in the thick of the battle now, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! Carlos, in Houston, you were finishing your point about a sci-fi show. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex, you there?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
So the show has everything or had everything. It was made by Francis Ford Coppola, who was one of the main ones that was front running the show. Now, this is back in 95. This is when you had started talking about all this, Alex. And that's what turned me on. I love you, Alex. I love everything. I work in the oil and gas industry as well, Alex. They've canceled millions upon millions of dollars worth of future projects that they already had scheduled. Tank farms, pipelines, all across the country. They're not struggling with permits. They have a lot of stuff. But there's not going to be a future for oil and gas per what the World Economic Forum is planning. A lot of these gas companies have canceled a lot of this work. There's going to be a lot of us in the oil and gas industry that are going to be out of work or just be doing small rehab jobs where we're fixing the current infrastructure but not replacing it with new infrastructure that we should be putting in. Now, a lot of the stuff that we're putting in or that we have been putting in over the past couple of years can run in reverse. So you can run to the docks and then you can run back in reverse and unload ships that are porting at any one of our ports to a natural gas pipeline to get that gas in the state, which means they've been doing this for about the past 2 years. So they've been knowing what's coming because they're shutting us down, Alex. Now, mind you,
I know they're shutting America down, but get back. I held you over to tell me the plot of this show called First Wave I ever saw.
The plot of the show is that there's this alien race that wants to conquer the earth by whatever means necessary. They're doing nanotechnology engineering. They're using sound waves to manipulate the populace. They're using weather weapons in the show. And, you know, I was revisiting the show, and I'm like, let me look at it again. And it's everything that you've covered over the past 30 years, Alex. It's exactly what the globalists are doing. And it's like these people that wrote the show wrote it to give us or tell us or do predictive programming, or maybe they were trying to tell us, like, guys, this is what's coming. These guys, these people are evil, these demonic entities from another universe or that are here. We just haven't been able to see them from a parallel universe that's running together with us, or maybe not parallel, but an interdimensional being is trying to take us over. And I think that's who's running Klaus Schwab himself, Alex.
Well, there's no doubt they say they're getting rid of humans, they're going to merge with machines, and that the humans are obsolete. I mean, it's incredible. Thank you, Carlos. You just can't make this up. We're living in the Twilight Zone. I'm going to go to Al and a bunch of other folks for a few minutes. And we're going to have our guest on, and then I'm going to go ahead and host into the fourth hour because I've got to get into Trump's response to my ultimatum that, man, will you please just come out against this damn shot? I got the response Friday. I haven't talked about it yet. That's why I wasn't on the air Friday. I was dealing with this. So it's all coming up next hour. Separately, whatever happens, we won't be on the air if you don't support us. Plus, we got great products you need. PrepareToday.com has the highest quality storable food at the lowest price you're going to find for quality food, ready to ship right now. And despite the fact that food prices are going up, they have 10% off at PrepareToday.com on all of the storable foods and preparedness items and survival items, 10% off. And orders above $99.95, free shipping, which is a giant deal with storable food because so much of the cost is the shipping. That is unprecedented. Free shipping and 10% off site-wide, preparetoday.com. Also, DNA Force Plus has come back in, but it's 50% off right now. Cleans out your telomeres, your cells. Everybody should be taking it. So good for your immune system. It's 50% off. There's 1 week left. That sale's going to end. Same thing with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion is selling out. Despite that, it's 40% off. Fish oil back in stock. Ultimate fish oil, highest grade. It's 50% off. Infowarsstore.com. And you know who you are keeping us on air. It has pissed off the global snow in, but you've come through. Plus, these are great products you need. So if you want to fight the New World Order, spread the word about the broadcast, pray for the broadcast, and buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. More calls straight ahead.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.